WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tariffs on products imported from Mexico and Canada that seem set in stone are now on hold for a month in executive orders from President Trump. Concerns about tariffs rock Wall Street. Major indexes losing ground for the third time this week. President Trump was asked about that at the White House.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big, but the countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing.
Mr. Trump wants to make it harder for political opponents to sue his administration. He signed a measure directing the Justice Department to ask judges to require litigants to post money. Orlando, Palm Beach, Miami, and Fort Lauderdale airports are under ground stops due to space launch debris from a Starship rocket from Elon Musk's SpaceX company. Launched from Texas, engines flamed out, contact was lost. Nobody on board. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Started as a pilot program in 2023, the three-lane configuration of College Avenue in Appleton will stay. The program reduced the number of lanes on the busy thoroughfare from 4 to 3 and added bike lanes and a turn lane. Data from the Appleton Public Works Department shows a nearly 13% reduction in accidents after the changes were made. Councilmember Brad Finkus.
The decision to go down this route was a pretty gutsy one. And right out the gate, it did get some pretty negative feedback because I think it was hard to imagine how having less lanes could accommodate the traffic that was down there and make anything better. But we've seen what this is capable of, and it's capable of making a calmer, more people-friendly environment. I think after the pilot has concluded, we can say this was a good project. This was a good effort.
The Appleton Common Council voted unanimously Wednesday to make the changes permanent. It's described as a once-in-a-lifetime event for the city of Green Bay. The NFL Draft 2025 will take place at Lambeau Field in April. NFL Global Head of Major Events, John Barker, joked with the Green Bay City Council Tuesday night on the possibility of it coming back to Lambeau Field in the future.
I'll tell you what, let's get through this one. Celebrate it, have a great time, and then on Monday we can sit down and have a chat.
Barker was at the city council meeting to present in preparation for the draft event, expected to bring over 250,000 people to the area. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is using a new verification process to help residents prevent their identities from being stolen. The new verification feature compares a photo of the consumer in the moment with the photo that the DMV has on file to verify their identity. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Bucks down the Mavericks. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks cruised to another win at home, 137-107, past the Dallas Mavericks team missing 7 other players. How did the Bucks handle themselves? Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I thought we played the right way overall. Aggressive, moved the ball, defended. They have so many guys out. You know, tough for them. Like, that's how I kept thinking that. Like, you got Klay Thompson over there, and so it's just a tough spot.
College hoops, the Badgers with a win in Minnesota, 74-67. John Blackwell led with 25 points and a career-high 11 rebounds. Marquette losing at UConn, 72-66. The game delayed for 22 minutes at the start.
I said it was a leak in the roof, and it was leaking on the baseline. You know, they talked about canceling the game if it didn't get addressed. So, you know, I told Danny we'd go across the street to the practice gym if we had to, but I'm glad we could play the game here.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the low 20s. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 31.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. Cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.
3, 2, 1. Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a 10! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Athletics.
Back at the track, looking up, it is way gone. Over the batter's eye, and out of here for William Contreras.
The pitch is hit in the air into left field with some carry. Backing up Luciano onto the track. Luciano at the wall, it is gone.
Webb throws, and a fly ball. Center field, back again, and gone again for Hoskins.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
From Hohokam Stadium in Mesa, Arizona, it's the Brewers and the A's in Cactus League play. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Valley. It has been a little bit cooler day today in the Phoenix area, alongside our producer and engineer, Matt Prelip, and Josh Maurer to my left. Lane Grindle with you here tonight for this matchup between the Milwaukee Brewers and the locationless Athletics. They do have a location. It's Sacramento, but they're just the A's, folks. That's what they're going by in 2025 and as well in 26 and 27. Brewers will send to the mound their pitching prospect, Jacob Mizorowski, tonight. It'll be left-hander and former Tampa Bay Ray, Jeffrey Springs, for the A's. We'll have the starting lineups from Josh when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. Cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
With you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers in A's. Jeffrey Springs on the mound for the Athletics. It is right-hander Jacob Mizorowski for the crew. And for the rest of the starting lineups, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. And they are brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Brewers have Caleb Durbin, who's been very impressive recently. He's in the leadoff spot. He'll play third base tonight. And Sal Frelick, the right fielder, is batting second. William Contreras will be the DH for this road game tonight. He's hitting third, and Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, bats cleanup. Jake Bauer is trying to make the club for his second straight year. First baseman Bauer is hitting fifth. Left fielder Isaac Collins will be in the sixth spot for the crew. Then you've got some guys who have come over from the minor league side. Cooper Pratt, the number three prospect in the entire organization. 20-year-old phenom Pratt batting seventh. He's the shortstop. Anthony Siegler, former Yankees farmhand, batting eighth. He's the second baseman. And a guy who was the low-A Carolina catcher a year ago in the Brewers organization, David Garcia, will be the number nine hitter. And he is catching Mizorowski here tonight against the A's. Meanwhile, Mark Kotze is still the manager for this organization that, as Lane said, is technically locationless. We just called them the Athletics as they moved to the Sacramento area for their home games this season. The lineup has their number one prospect in the leadoff spot tonight, young Jacob Wilson, a very impressive shortstop. Then Brent Rooker, who has quietly become one of the best sluggers in the American League the last few years. He got a big contract extension. Rooker, the DH, bats second. Tyler Soderstrom is at first base. He'll hit third. And the catcher is their number one backstop, Shea Langeliers. He's in the cleanup spot. Gio Urshela, well-traveled Gio Urshela, finds his way to the Athletics this year. He'll bat fifth and play third base. C.J. Alexander in right field is batting sixth. Zach Geloff, in his third year with the Athletics, will be the second baseman and seventh place hitter. Former Brewer Esteori Ruiz, the left fielder, speedster, bats eighth. And another one of the top prospects, Denzel Clark in center field, rounds out the lineup against Jacob Mizorowski. Tonight's lineup of the umpires is presented by Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. Corey Blazer calls the balls and strikes tonight. He'll be behind home plate. Our crew chief is Alfonso Marquez. He's on the bases with Nick Marley and Paul Clemens. It's the Brewers and the Athletics coming up from Ho-Ho Cam. And Lane has first pitch when we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Insulate your home and save big money at Menards. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels provide a continuous layer of insulation with superior moisture resistance and are available in many sizes to complete your project. Plus, save up to 30% with federal income tax credits on qualifying energy efficiency home improvements. Visit Menards.com/energy rebates for details. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Discover your new favorite city,
Milwaukee.
Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the Fresh Coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is being brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, it's Miller time, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's and Baseball, it's just not summer without them, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Homs Tire, West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association.
We wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards, with a quick injury report presented, as always, by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, the Brewers are still waiting a second opinion on the oblique injury to Aaron Ashby. He had to leave the game pitching against the Reds on Monday night, did the starter Aaron Ashby. The first opinion that was given, apparently not conclusive, so we do not know yet the extent of the injury to Ashby. Makes you feel a lot better about that depth that the Jose Quintana signing gives you. Now, Lane Grindle on the mound is the left-hander Jeffrey Springs. He's been a good one when healthy when he was in the Tampa Bay organization.
Yeah, he had some really good outings as a member of the Tampa Bay Rays. Had a really good year a couple of seasons ago. He's dealt with Tommy John and some injuries as well, so only 10 starts over the last 2 years. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. Any accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. So Springs, healthy, and a member of the Athletics. And we will have a sound effect tonight for every time we refer to them as the A's.
What's the sound effect?
I don't. Just a bell that rings.
We're going to make Matt
to remind us.
Matt's filling in for Kent. We're putting him to hard work tonight.
Here's Caleb Durbin to lead things off for the crew, and the first pitch of this game is over for a strike, and we're underway. 6-16, first pitch here in the Valley, 7-16 back home in Wisconsin. A little cooler temperatures here tonight. Pitch is high, one ball, and one strike is the count on Durbin. Got 63 degrees at first pitch here tonight in Mesa. 1-1 pitch to Durbin is fouled up and out of play, first base side. And it's a ball and two strikes on the Brewers' third baseman. Chilly, and it's going to stay chilly in the Valley for the most part over the next week or so. Monday, I believe, mid to upper 70s, but rain in the forecast tomorrow. 1-2 pitch to Durbin. Came inside and hit him. So Durbin will find himself on a base after being hit by the pitch. 93 up and in. Got a piece of Durbin. Looked like on the arm. And so leadoff man reaches. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbliss. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbliss, Liss is more. So here's Sal Frelick, Brewers right fielder tonight. He's had a good spring. And he takes low for a ball at 91, and it's 1-0. Sal 7-for-18 on the spring with a home run. He's driven in 5. Homered on Sunday over in Goodyear against the Guardians. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Sal, and he lines it right into the diving glove of the third baseman, Gio Urshela. Inside-out swing from Frelick. Good idea, but Urshela, just a reaction, diving to his left and made the catch for the first down. And here's William Contreras. And a strong start to the spring for William, who caught Jose Quintana in a bullpen earlier today back at the Brewers Complex at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Then he makes the journey over here to Mesa to DH in tonight's game. First pitch to him from Springs is just a touch high at 91, and it's 1-0. Contreras 5-for-12 on the spring, a home run and two driven in. Brewers in those navy tops, gray pants tonight. The Kelly green tops for the A's. White pants as a breaking ball down in the dirt and smothered nicely by Langoliers. So Durbin has to stay put at first. It's two balls and no strikes here on Contreras. Yellow spring training caps for the A's, we'll have yellow spring training caps as well for the Brewers. How many times has that ever happened? Spring training, regular season in Major League Baseball, dueling yellow caps. 2-0, that's a strike on the outside edge with a changeup, and it's 2-1. Garrett Mitchell in the on-deck circle for the Crew. Runner at first and one away here, just underway, top of the first inning here in Mesa. Springs set at the belt. Now he'll work over to first, and Durbin back into first with a head-first slide. Two balls and one strike here on Contreras. Springs looking in. The left-hander shook off the first side. Now he has the one he wants. And the 2-1 missed way outside of the changeup. And it's three balls and one strike. Inning began with a Caleb Durbin hit by pitch. Then Frelick lined out. And now Contreras battling against Springs. Here's the 3-1. And that missed up and in, and he walked him. So a hit batter and a walk, and the Brewers have first and second and one away for Garrett Mitchell. First inning is brought to you by Quick Trip. From delicious appetizers to hearty meals, food's here at Quick Trip, proud partner of Brewers baseball. Cleanup batter is Garrett Mitchell. Cleanup batter brought to you by Loyal Family. As Mitchell stands in there, lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Springs kicks, delivers, and a swing and a miss at the off-speed pitch from Springs. It's 0-1 on Mitchell. I think if you're Pat Murphy, you love to see lefties in spring training because it's kind of a leverage-free opportunity to put your lefties in the lineup and get a chance to face lefties. There go the runners. Pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw to third is not in time. Ball gets away from Urshela and kicks up into foul territory, so Durbin gets to his feet and trots down the line to score, and Contreras ends up all the way at third. The Brewers have a 1-0 lead. So there's some vintage Pat Murphy Brewers baseball right there. The double steal with Durbin out front, and Durbin had the bag stolen, and the throw was unable to be corralled by Urshela, and so it leads to a run on the error. So now the infield has to come halfway right up on the edge of the grass. 0-2 is the count on Mitchell. And the pitch. Garrett pops it up foul and out of play third base side. Stays at 0-2. Cleanup inning. Home damage with Loyal Family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally on Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Springs looking in. And the 0-2 pitch. And Garrett able to check on an off-speed pitch that missed off the plate away. It's 1-2. A little breezy tonight. Wind just breezing out toward right. Shouldn't have a huge impact on the game. Had some wind earlier in the day, though. 1-2. Did Mitchell go? They appealed to third, and he did go around. So Mitchell strikes out, and they're two away. So here's Jake Bowers. By the way, the stolen base during the regular season means donations to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental. First pitch to Bowers is high. It's 1-0. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. Springs brings home the 1-0, and Bowers hits this one in the air, but foul and out of play third base side. One ball and one strike. We've had an ortho ASAP walk in the inning. We've had everything but a hit. But the Brewers still have plated a run here in the top of the first. Springs out of the windup. 1-1 pitch is high with a fastball at 91. It's two balls and a strike. Bowers, 199 a year ago with 12 home runs. Drove in 43. He has a home run this spring. 2-1 from Springs. This is lifted in the air, right center field. Moving in and to his left is Clark, the center fielder, to make the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers get a run without the benefit of a hit. There was an error and a man left. We've played half an inning. It's the Brewers 1 and the Athletics coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
While you the 2025 draft is almost here, bringing in guests from around the world for this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy ultra-high-end luxury with Simple Life Hospitality's NFL Draft Homes. Available to fit all budgets. Experience hospitality at its finest with concierge services like private chefs, transportation, grocery delivery, and daily excursions. Doing a corporate retreat? Have your company host a party at a draft home in walking distance to Lambeau. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com and make the most of this unforgettable event.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometown.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton and AM 1100.
An inning here at Hoho Cam in Mesa, Arizona. Jacob Mizrowski out there on the mound to make his third appearance of the spring, and the first pitch he brings home at 97 but misses high to leadoff man Jacob Wilson. It goes Wilson, Rooker, and Soderstrom for the A's here in the bottom of the first. Mizrowski kicks, delivers, and popped up right side of the infield. Jake Bowers drifting a couple of steps into foul territory behind the bag at first to make the catch, and there's one away.
The bag for the A's.
And that'll bring up the aforementioned Brent Rooker, the DH tonight, 3-for-15 on the spring. What a year last year for Rooker. Hit .293, 39 home runs, 112 driven in, and Rooker finished 10th in the MVP voting in the American League. Mizrowski kicks, delivers, and the fastball missed just a bit off the plate outside. It was 98 miles per hour on the radar gun, and it's 1-0. Strike throwing, that's one of the big things for Miz, as he's referred to. Elite, elite stuff. 1-0 pitch, that is fouled out of play first base side. A little late on that fastball for Rooker, and it's 1-1. The pure stuff is there in spades for Jacob Mizrowski. Is the pitchability there? Maybe not to the point that he wants it to be yet, but if it gets there, look out. 1-1. Missed up and in. Fastball at 97 that time. It's 2-1. One of the more exciting pitching prospects in baseball, certainly in the Brewers organization. And the 2-1 to Rooker. Breaking ball missed high, and it's 3-1. And it's not just about the fastball with Mizrowski. The curveball grades out very, very highly as well. If you look at prospect grades and rating systems, here's the 3-1. And check swing didn't matter. It was through there for a strike at 96, and the count is full, 3-2. Took a little something off that at 96 for Jacob Mizrowski. Big, tall frame for the right-hander out of Missouri. 6'7". 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased down and away. And Mizorowski with a ortho ASAP strikeout of Brent Rooker. And there's a little taste of what it'll look like in the big leagues against one of the better hitters in the American League. Mizorowski fell behind Josh and worked his way back and ended up with a strikeout.
And he ended up getting him to chase something off the plate against, as you said, a very good hitter. That stuff, it can play. You're right, Lane. No question about that.
So here's Soderstrom. And the pitch is over but low, and it's 1-0. Soderstrom, 233 a year ago, with 9 home runs and 26 driven in. And he lines this out to right. Freely going back onto the warning track with a play. Makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first for Jacob Mizorowski. We head to the second. 1-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com. And see Marvel Studios Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back! Track! Done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up this season at MLBShop.com. Check out the largest selection of authentic jerseys, caps, hoodies, t-shirts, and more. Visit MLBShop.com, the official source for your Brewers gear. Isaac Collins leads off the top of the second inning for the Crew. 1-0 Brewers lead. Springs brings home the first pitch and missed upstairs. It's 1-0. Brewers on the board without the benefit of a hit. There has not been a hit in this game. A's had a big error in the top of the first as Collins checks, but it was through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Hohokam Stadium used to be the home of the Cubs for a handful of years. They renovated it before the A's moved in here. It's a great facility. 1-1, missed outside, 2-1. The furthest east of the ballparks in the Cactus League. Not a bad drive from where we all stay. Kind of centrally located over the course of spring training for us as Collins flips it in the air, fouling out of play first base side, 2-2. And not a horrible drive from American Family Fields of Phoenix. It's certainly one of the longer drives. In fact, it might be the longest drive from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Collins went after a changeup down and away. And strikes out for the first out here in the second inning. And here's young Cooper Pratt. Not yet 21 years of age. He'll turn 21 in August. Has been a name to watch from the moment the Brewers drafted him and then were able to convince him to sign. It wasn't a guarantee when they drafted him that he would sign and not go to college. But he did, and the Brewers are better for it. As the off-speed floats in there and missed outside, it's 1-0 on Pratt. He's gotten a nice long look early on in spring training. Probably ticketed for high A, at least to start the year, but I think the hope would be that he could work his way
and earn his way at least to double A sooner rather than later. Takes high again. It's two balls and no strikes on Pratt. He looks the part. 6'3", big frame, projectable power. Up and in. That one was an easy take, and it's three balls and no strikes. 4-for-11 so far on the big league side in spring training. He's driven in three runs. Did get a taste of double A at the very last part of the year last year in the postseason. 3-0, that's right through there for a strike, and it's 3-1.
The Brewers like this guy so much, Lane, that they think that in the not-too-distant future, he can help erase some of the sting of losing Willy Adames.
Yeah.
That's how highly thought of he is.
3-1, swung on and fouled off the gear of Langoliers, and the count is full 3-2. You always hate to put too much pressure on someone, and the Brewers have some pretty good depth at the shortstop spot within their farm system, too, because, of course, we've talked a lot this spring about Jesus Madé, and he's a pretty decent ways away still at 17 years of age, but they got him stacked up pretty good in the organization right now. 3-2, rolled, left side, gloved on the forehand by Urshela, spinning throw to first. Oh, he got him. That is a tremendous play by Gio Urshela. Wow. Took all of his range to get to it, and then he had to spin and make a throw falling away back into shallow left by the time he got rid of the baseball, and he just barely got Cooper Pratt for the second out of the inning. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Here's Anthony Siegler, and he takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Former big prospect as well, Siegler with the Yankees. First-round pick back in 2018. 0-1, popped up foul and out of play. First base side, and it's nothing in two. 23rd overall pick. Found his way to double-A last year in the Yankees organization. Hit .234, 12 home runs. He's 1-for-6 with the crew this spring. Pitch missed high, and it's 1-2 on Siegler. 1-0 Brewers, top of the second inning in Mesa. Springs delivers and missed low with breaking ball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Brewers back in action tomorrow, but weather doesn't look very good tomorrow. Here's the 2-2. Hit in the air to left field. Shallow. Racing in is Ruiz. Goes into a slide. He can't make the catch. And Siegler on his way to second. Dives in there safely with a pop-up double that just found its way down. Long run for Estiary Ruiz, the former Brewer. And he couldn't come up with it. So a two-out base runner and a runner in scoring position for the number nine hitter, David Garcia. And a reminder that when the Brewers hit a double in the regular season, that means $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Garcia, who caught in low A Carolina last year, 84 games. Right-handed hitter against the lefty Springs. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to third is not in time. Wow, it was a great throw from Langoliers. Right on the bag, and Urshela didn't even have to move his glove. And it looked from our vantage point like maybe Siegler had slid right into the tag. He must have been able to swim around it and get there safely. So he's into third with a stolen base, and he's there with two outs. It's 0-1 on Garcia at the plate. In the regular season, that would mean a donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans and one name you trust. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a foul, a liner up the right field line, out of play. It's 0-2 on Garcia. 3 weeks from today, Josh. Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness.
That's hard to believe. That's when it'll start counting for real. Here's the 0-2. Garcia takes high, one ball and two strikes.
I feel like it was just October.
I was telling someone the other day that I was gone for Halloween, and I was trying to make my way back in time to, you know, see the kids a little bit. 1-2 pitch. Chopper on the right side, backing up is Soderstrom, plays it and then feeds Springs, covering the bag for the final out. And so I was hustling back, trying to make it back just in time to see the kids trick-or-treat a little bit before they put their bags of candy away. That feels like yesterday to me, that I was stressed out about that. That doesn't feel like that long ago. Nothing doing for the crew in the top of the second. We go to the bottom of two. It's a 1-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett. Swing and line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Small.
1-0 Brewers. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Shea Langeliers leads off against Mizorowski in the first pitch of fastball. Over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Langeliers, 29 home runs a year ago. Hit just .224. Former first-round pick himself. Mizorowski kicks, and the 0-1 swing and a miss. That is just nasty. Down and away, it's 0-2.
That's his slider.
Yeah,
lane,
it's a slider at 94.
Right, that's the one that struck out Brent Rooker in the first inning. It's off the plate, but it's moving so much. Those righties, they're not going
to
lay off
that. Not
pitch.
Used to seeing a slider. I mean, you want to call it a cutter because it's got so much velo, but that's a lot more movement than a cutter. Nothing and two on Langeliers. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Hit in the air. Right field. Frelich tracking it. And he's there to make the catch. And there's one away. I mean, he just threw the curveball there. That's supposed to be his next best pitch, according to all the scouts and the grades. That slider turns into what we've seen tonight. Well, that's devastating. So here's Gio Urshela, who made a nice defensive play in the top half of the inning. Bounced around over his career a little bit. Was with Detroit a season ago. Of course, one-time Yankee. Mizorowski, first pitch. Ooh, and he lost the grip on a breaking ball. Came up and in. Urshela dives out of the way. It's 1-0. Now, Mizorowski's fun to watch, that's for sure. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 97. It's 1-1.
I think so much of it for Mizorowski, as it does with the majority of pitchers you see anywhere, it just starts with fastball command.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he can get ahead, he's got so many different ways to put you away. 1-1, missed up and in with a fastball. And it's two balls and one strike. I mean, so many guys, they want to get you down 0-2, 1-2, and you kind of know what they're going to try to put you away with. Mizorowski could reach back and find any three different pitches he wants that are all going to generate swing and miss. 2-1. Swung on and fouled back. able to get a piece of that fastball that was elevated. It's 2-2.
One of the things that he was talking to the writers about after one of his first outings here this spring is that he's learned he doesn't have to always try to throw the fastball as hard as he can. He can still be effective going 96-97.
Some guys have figured out how to do that over the years. 2-2, this hit pretty well out to right. Frelick backing up, few steps in front of the warning track. There to collect it for the second out of the inning. And now here's C.J. Alexander. Well, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack Cheese Spreads yet, you haven't had the best. It's award-winning. Dasher Usinger brought in some delicious Pine River Cheese Spread. And don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream sandwich or pint. If you want the best, it's Cedar Crest. So it's been five up and five down so far against Mizorowski. And the fastball there hit the low inside corner. It's 0-1 on C.J. Alexander. With the Royals for just a cup of coffee last year. He went 1-for-8 with Kansas City. Miz looks in, kicks, and the pitch, and he overthrew that one. Tugged on it just a little bit down in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Alexander 3-for-15 so far this spring. A 1-0 Brewers lead. Bottom of the second inning. Nightfall has come to Hohokam. This ball's hit in the air to left. Playable. Isaac Collins moving towards the line. Underneath of it makes the catch. And three fly ball outs against Mizorowski for the A's in the bottom of the second. We go to the third. 1-0 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Bart.com for more information.
1-0 Brewers as we head to the third inning. Stepping into the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, thank you very much. It's the top of the order here for the crew against the left-hander Jeffrey Springs. That begins with Caleb Durbin. First pitch coming. Breaking ball in there, knee high for strike one. Caleb has scored the lone run of tonight's game thus far. It came after he was hit by a pitch leading off the first inning. Overhead windup, knee 0-1. Breaking ball from Springs is low, 1-1. And then Durbin did what we expect him to do a lot. He stole a base, and that led to the run directly. He stole third, and the throw got away. Came home on an error. Swing and a miss here. Breaking ball from Springs, and it's 1-2. Caleb Durbin is so fast. The Brewers have a lot of those guys, but just watching him run this spring for the first time, I'm pretty amazed. 1-2 pitch. Chopped on the ground to the right side. Two hops at the second baseman, Zach Geloff. He's got it. Caleb was busting it down the line. He made it a close play at first, but he's out by half a step.
Just the way he is put together. If I'm an infielder on a bag and I see him bearing down on me, I'm a little intimidated. I'm afraid he's going to run right through me. He's like a bowling ball.
Yeah, he's got a linebacker body, but he can move. One out near Sal Frelick. Lined out to third base back in the first. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Springs delivers strike one. Brewers Baseball brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care. The new WDA Dental Savings Club can save you 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. 1-1 now on Frelick. Join at WDAClub.com. Jeffrey Springs, first year with the Athletics. The 1-1 pitch, down and away, 2-1. This Athletics franchise, which of course has left Oakland as its home, and they'll be nomadic up to Sacramento for at least 3 years. 2-1 pitch, down and away, 3-1. They actually spent some money this offseason and picked up some pretty big major league pieces like Jeffrey Springs. That trade, they got him from Tampa, but inherited a couple of years of a pretty big contract. Overhead windup, 3-1 to Sal. This is high, ball four. He is walked. That's what? The third free pass issued by Springs. Walk right in, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference.
One of the things that happens when you go through what the A's have gone through the last couple of years is you're allowed to give young players kind of a long runway to see what you have in them. And they found some guys through that process. Obviously, Brent Rooker has been one of those guys. Lawrence Butler, another one. And so they have a decent little nucleus already.
William Contreras, the DH, will bat first to check at first base on Frelick, who's in safely standing.
And then you sprinkle in a little money with the pitching staff. Go get Severino as well. I think this is an improved team we're going to see in Sacramento.
Now the pitch. Hit on the ground to short. Should be a double play, but it's booted by the shortstop, Jacob Wilson. By the time he picks it back up, only plays to first, and that's not in time. Jacob Wilson, speaking of young guys for the Athletics, he is their number one prospect lane, and that was a tailor-made double play ball hit right at him. But the shortstop couldn't handle it cleanly. Frelick makes it safely to second, and Contreras beat the throw at first.
Everybody knew it was a double play ball, including Jacob Wilson, and that's why it was a problem for him. He was already starting to make the motion to make the feed to second base, and as hard as that ball was hit, he didn't have to hurry himself. He had plenty of time.
Plenty. Yep, you're right. Instead, first and second, 1-0 Brewers were in the third, and with one out, here's their cleanup batter, Garrett Mitchell. Lefty-lefty, he takes a strike with a Springs fastball. You look at the pitchers that the Athletics brought in. The headliner was Luis Severino from the Mets. He got $67 million guaranteed to him. Infield still positioned at double play depth behind Jeffrey Springs. The 0-1 pitch. A little bit up and away, 1-1. This guy Springs, as I mentioned, has a couple of pretty lucrative years left on his deal that they inherited. They went and got the Texas Rangers former closer, Jose Leclerc. Gave him $10 million. So in the year that they left Oakland, they actually opened the pocketbook. Ground ball hit back through the middle by Mitchell. That's got eyes and into center for a base hit. Round third comes Frelick. He will score. First to third, Contreras. Garrett Mitchell with a ground ball single back through the box. And the Brewers have a 2-0 lead. That's an impressive swing for Garrett against a left-handed pitcher in Jeffrey Springs.
Back to the Brewers, first baseman number 9, Jake Bauer.
That was only the second hit for the crew. The other was a bloop double by Anthony Siegler last inning, but there have been a couple of walks, a hit batter, and that big error on Jacob Wilson. Going to bring up Jake Bowers, another left-handed hitter. Before he steps in, Shea Langeliers is going to go pay Jeffrey Springs a visit. So 2-0, and runners are still on the corners. All mound visits presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall seating for over 200. Full food menu and bar, VIP seating and more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. It's one of the things we are going to be looking for from Garrett Mitchell. If you're going to become an everyday major league outfielder, you got to be able to hit some lefties, and that was a nice result against Springs for that RBI hit. Now Bowers up there takes inside ball one. But the way that Garrett ended the season last year, I bet you he's bringing a lot of confidence into 2025 with him.
Garrett's never been too short on confidence in the first place. That's one of the things I love about Garrett Mitchell. He believes in himself.
Fastball inside of Bowers, 2-0.
He carries himself in a way, and it's not a cockiness. It's just a very confident person, just in general.
Bowers flew to center back in the first inning. There goes Mitchell. Pitch is ripped. Foul. He got out in front, did Jake, and yanks it deep but out of play right field side. 2-1. Mitchell had that bag stolen. But the batter swung at the pitch, so he's got to go back. I think Garrett Mitchell may very well, as he's doing tonight, bat cleanup quite a bit for the Brewers. He started to really see the power developing later in the season a year ago. Runners on the corners. He takes off again. This time the pitch is taken outside. Throw to second. Not in time. It was strong from the catcher Langoliers, but Mitchell is safe. Staying at third is Contreras. And the Brewers have stolen four bases against the battery of Jeffrey Springs and Shea Langoliers. That's a dimension that Garrett Mitchell, of course, brings as well. And now the infield's going to come up. 3-1 on Bowers. Second and third, one out. And Jake takes outside. Springs has walked his third batter. And that'll load him up. And we get time out here. There is activity in the Oakland bullpen. Marcotte, their manager, has made the wave. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. It reminds you, when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular built for us. Bases will be loaded for Isaac Collins when you come back. It's 2-0 Milwaukee in the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You go from changing diapers to dropping your child off at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. And you can take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. You get so much more than stunning windows and doors. It's the Pella experience. Talk about quality control. Pella manufactures, sells, installs, and services every product. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 3/8/25.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of hand-cooked tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway hand-cooked tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Bases loaded for the Brewers. We're in the top of the third already, leading the Athletics 2-0. And Noah Murdock is the new pitcher. Guy picked up in the Rule 5 draft, coming over from the Royals organization this past December. Isaac Collins, batting left-handed, takes a strike from Murdock. Runner at third is Contreras. Garrett Mitchell's at second, and Jake Bowers at first. Collins struck out against the starter, Jeffrey Springs. Now the 0-1 pitch comes in low. 95 out of the right arm of Noah Murdock. Got up to AAA in the Royals organization a year ago. 30 games with the Omaha Storm Chasers. Rule 5 guy's got to stay on the big league roster. 1-1 pitch. Line drive, semi-liner to short. Played there by Wilson to second one, but not a double play ball. Relay from Geloff, not in time at first, and a run scores. Semi-line drive was not the best way to describe that. It was a little bit of a jam job looper. And it was a 6-4 fielder's choice for Collins at the end of the day that drove home Contreras. It's 3-0 Brewers here in the third. Is there a such thing as a semi-line drive?
Sure. A semi that drives on a line. that's hugging the center line. That's a semi-line drive.
Cooper Pratt now with runners on the corners. Fouls one off. It hit him in the lower body in the box. Yeah, so anyway, it's a fielder's choice RBI. Got the job done.
We all know what happened.
I guess I was trying to say Isaac didn't hit it.
I mean, I'm actually chuckling because it was kind of a line drive. It was a semi-line drive.
All right. Maybe I came up with
I think you invented a term that works.
0-1 to Pratt. A little late. Fouls 96 out of play on the right side. 0-2.
Like, for some reason, I envision like Larry David saying, it's like, yeah, it's a semi-line drive.
Let's put it this way. It did not hurt the hands of Jacob Wilson, The shortstop, as he fielded it.